Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. military has released a video recording of a near collision of a U.S. destroyer with a Chinese Navy vessel in the Taiwan Strait over the weekend. A radio announcement goes out, a warning to a Chinese guided missile destroyer that sharply cut across the path of an American destroyer and forced the U.S. vessel to slow down to avoid a collision. In Washington today, White House National Security Advisor John Kirby says the U.S. will not scale back its presence in the Taiwan Strait.
We're going to keep standing up for those rules of the road. We're going to keep standing up for that international law. And as I said earlier, we're going to keep flying. We're going to keep sailing. We're going to keep operating where international law allows us to. It's an important concept, freedom of navigation, whether it's in the air or on the sea.
The close encounter between the U.S. and Chinese vessels took place on the same day that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his counterpart from China were both attending an annual security conference in Singapore. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is committed to helping Israel normalize ties with more Arab states. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Blinken's also warning the U.S.'s ally against actions that would jeopardize peace with the Palestinians.
Secretary Blinken tells the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee that the U.S. commitment to Israel is ironclad, but he's also raising concerns about recent moves by Israel's right-wing government to expand Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank.
Likewise, any move toward annexation of the West Bank, de facto or de jure, disruption of the historic status quo at the holy sites, the continuing demolitions of homes and the evictions of families that have lived in those homes for generations, damaged prospects for two states.
Blinken says the normalization deals between Israel and some Arab states should not be a substitute for Israeli-Palestinian peace efforts. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu says he is not running for president. But NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports a Republican says he wants to make an impact on the race for the 2024 GOP nomination.
Sununu, a popular governor and critic of former President Trump, revealed his decision first to CNN. In an opinion piece in The Washington Post, Sununu argues his party needs a course correction. He says his focus is to make sure Trump, the current frontrunner, is not the nominee again. Sununu says as governor in the first in the nation primary, he will be, quote, untethered from the limitations of a presidential campaign and unleashed from conventional boundaries. He also argues Republicans pushing national abortion bans and culture war issues would alienate independent voters. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.
The Dow is down 15 points at 13,224. From Washington, this is NPR News. Possibly millions of people may be under some form of a health advisory in parts of the Midwestern U.S. where air quality is considered moderate to unhealthy. According to an interactive map of air quality data managed by the EPA and other federal agencies, red dots are seen throughout a map of Minnesota. State officials tweet that residents across northwestern Minnesota are under the greatest risk from unhealthy air quality today due to a band of smoke from wildfires north of the border in Quebec. Hundreds of fires are burning in Canada. In Toronto, Dan Karpinchuk reports the risk of more wildfires remains well above average across the country.
Forecasters are predicting a grim wildfire season across much of Canada this summer with hot, dry weather, making firefighting efforts a challenge. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau thanked international partners who have come to Canada's aid.
I want to thank U.S., Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and France for the firefighters they've already sent and will continue to send.
Emergency Preparedness Minister Bill Blair says more than 2,200 wildfires across the country have burned more than 8 million acres of land. Much of the focus is now on Quebec, where fires have covered the province in smoke and haze, and thousands have been forced to leave their homes. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The Peruvian government says a main suspect in the unsolved 2005 disappearance of American student Natalie Holloway in Aruba will be extradited to the U.S. this week. Jorn Vandersloot is scheduled to face extortion and wire fraud charges related to the Holloway family. He's currently serving a 28-year sentence for the murder of a Peruvian woman who was killed 5 years to the day after Natalie Holloway disappeared. It's NPR.